Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to The Word of Victory.
Turn to someone and say, the fight's not over yet. All right, and so why? Because I'm still standing. Are you still standing?
Yes.
Then if you're still standing, the fight is not, what fight? The fight of life. The fight, we have to fight just to deal with situations that confront us in life. Unexpected situations, unforeseen situations. It's enough just to have the general things that we deal with in life. There's just going to be resistance there. The Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. And there's a hostile atmosphere in the earth. And so we have to understand that as believers, I mean, just I tell you what, just lay that aside. Just as natural people, natural human beings, without the word, we have to struggle. We have to struggle. And the reason being is that we have the Adamic nature in us. See, the Bible says that we are born in sin, right? And we are conceived in iniquity. Did you know that every person that's born into this world, they are born into this world separated from God? They are born into this world needing a savior. They are born into this world having to resist certain natural forces in the world. But now when we become born again, then we are delivered from the power of darkness, and we're born into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I am no longer a sinner. I am a saint. Come on, say that with me. I'm no longer a sinner. I am a saint. Not an ain't. All right, now, so when we say I'm no longer a sinner, that doesn't mean that you're incapable of sinning. That's not what you're saying, because many of you have discovered that that's certainly not true. Isn't that right? No, we are no longer considered to be in the sinner category, in that category that is in need of a Savior, Jesus Christ. Once you receive and accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're put over here in this category, though you still have the capability of committing a sin. Are you with me? However, but and if you do commit a sin, you have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Amen. You have an advocate with the Father. What is an advocate? Somebody to stand in for you and advocate for you. Someone that will stand in as a lawyer and intercede for you. I'm talking about a daysman. I'm talking about an ombudsman. Someone that will go on your behalf. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. So even if I do mess up in this category, now as a saint and not a sinner, the devil cannot hold me over that. The devil cannot keep me in bondage, because I've been set free and I have been delivered. I'm telling you, the fight is not over yet. Glory to God. And it's a good fight, because it's a fight of faith. Woo, glory to God. And every time I win. Every time I win. You know why? Because it's not set. The clock's not set for a certain time. We just keep on fighting the good fight. And eventually, praise God, we get there. Somebody said, well, how come I don't get there any faster? Because it takes patience and endurance. Glory to God. And sometimes people give up when they are right at the precipice of experiencing the most victorious moment of their lives. The fight of life. It presents us with many, many challenges of which we have an opportunity to overcome. Isn't that right? Stop and think of some of the challenges that life has presented you with already. Some of the things that you're concerned about right now. You can hardly listen and focus on me because of all the other stuff that's going on in your head that you're entertaining right now. You're doing everything you can do, and that is a fight. That is a struggle within itself. But I'm here to tell you that the name of Jesus, glory to God, supersedes anything that the devil is trying to tell you in your mind right now. If you would take this word, and if you would take the name of Jesus and put it in your mouth and let it come out of your mouth and tell the devil that he's a liar and that you are everything that God said you are, that you can do everything that God said you can do, that you have everything that God said you have, and that you are who God says you are. You are not defeated, but you are a victorious person. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe it. You've got to resist the devil. The Bible says, James 4, 6, submit yourselves unto the Lord and resist the devil, and he shall, absolutely, unequivocally, he will leave you. Not maybe. He will. Say he will. He shall. He must leave you. But it's going to take a fight. Let me tell you something. Anything that's worth having is worth fighting for. We have raised a generation of children today that don't understand the value of a dollar. We have raised individuals today that have the attitude of entitlement. I'm entitled to this. And I want it now, now, now. Everything is now. Everything is fast. Everything is in and out. Go and go get it in and out. Sweet, go, whatever. But we've got to teach our children today that anything that is worth having, it is worth fighting for. And God sent Jesus Christ to this world to become a bridge whereby he will lay his life down for us, whereby he will reach up to heaven and take God's hand and reach down to earth and take man's hand and bring the two immutable parties together again. And that's exactly what he's done. And every person today needs to understand that what Jesus did for you and what Jesus did for me, it took a fight. It was a struggle, but he never gave up. In the Garden of Gethsemane, what did he do? He said, Father, if there is any other way. And what he was really saying is that in my humanity and in my frailty physically, in my natural person, he says, I let this cup pass from me. God, I don't want to go through the cross. I don't want to go through that suffering. In his humanity, he was saying that. Because you understand that he had feelings. He was the Son of God, and he was the Son of Man. As the Son of Man, he was human. As the Son of Man, he could get hurt. As a Son of Man, he could thirst. As a Son of Man, he could get tired. As a Son of Man, he could have sinned. But he did not. You understand that that was a struggle for him. In the book of Luke chapter 3, it tells us that. That whenever he went up into the wilderness, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. What do you think he was having a picnic up there? No, what he was doing is setting the example for those that will follow him, you and me, and every believer, every disciple, every person that has accepted him as Lord and Savior. He was setting the example. He was showing us that once and for all, this is what you need in order to be victorious in life. This is what you're going to have to do in order to overcome the trials that will assail you. He said, all you need to be victorious is the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Because in the wilderness temptation, the Bible says that the devil came to him and he tempted him. He said, hey, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, sure, you're the Son of God. And if you are really the Son of God. Oh, you see that stone there? Tell you what, turn that stone into bread. For you see, your Father has said that he will protect you. And at least you dash your foot against the stone. And he just brought him all kinds of things to entertain in his mind. Isn't it interesting that he came to him at his most vulnerable moment, after the 40 days, not before. After the 40 days, surely he's hungry. After the 40 days, surely he's thirsty. After the 40 days, surely he's gone through all kinds of fights and struggles in his mind. And I'm here to tell you that the devil does not play fair. The devil is as a deceptive being. He is a master of deception. And the devil knows your weak spots because he's been there before. And he'll come right back to you in the same spot that he messed with you in the last time. That's why whenever you get a victory in struggling over the challenges of life and whatever it is, praise God, you replace it with the word of God. Don't just relish in the fact that, oh, I've overcome you, devil. You couldn't get me to do that this time, because I'm here to tell you there's going to be another time. Because when the devil said to Jesus on three occasions, he tempted and tested him, and finally Jesus told the devil what to do. He says, devil, get thee behind me, for it is written. You have got to know what to tell the devil what's written. You have got to know what the word of God has already declared over you and who you are and what you can do. If you don't know that, you're going to take anything from anybody. Turn to your neighbor and say, not me. God has already set the rules of the game, and we are, everyone say, winners. I don't care how you feel about that. It has nothing to do with your feelings. Because I'm here to tell you that there are times when I have felt like a failure. There are times when the enemy will come to my mind and say, you're going to die and you're going to leave this earth without having fulfilled that. And I've got to stand against that. I've got to say, no, no, no. God has already told me. God has already given me instructions. No, devil, you are a liar. I resist that thought in the name of Jesus. You think that's not a struggle? Do you think that's not a fight? I have to maintain my ground. I have to stand on the word of God. I have to tell the devil, no, this is what I'm going to experience. This is what the Lord told me, and I refuse to receive what you're telling me in my mind. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, you've got to get just downright ugly with the devil. You've got to tell, I kick you out of in the name of Jesus, I kick you out of my mind, kick you out of my house, kick you out of my marriage, kick you out of my children's life, kick you out of my finances, and in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my life. You've got to get to the point where you are willing to stand there and where he's looking at you and he's telling you, no, 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 it's not going to happen. No, no, no. Nee, 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 nee. You've got to be willing to stand there. If he is persistent, then that means that I have got to be just as or more persistent than he is. Because guess what? I'm not a wimp. I'm not a whiner, and neither are you. Whimpers don't win, and winners don't wimp. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am not a loser. I'm a winner. And who is a winner? A winner is someone who advances in a competition above everyone else. Also, he is a victor. He is a champion, or someone who triumphs over its opponent. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ has triumphed over his opponent. And because he has triumphed over his opponent, guess who else has triumphed over their opponent? You and me. We did it in him. What he did for us because he loves us. Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Psalms 41, turn there. In Psalms 41, just want to look at a couple of scriptures. I've alluded to several. But in Psalms 41 and verse 11, Psalms 41 verse 11 says, by this I know that thou delightest in me, because mine enemy doth, come on somebody, my enemy. Do you have any enemies? I'm not talking about your wife. I'm not talking about your husband. You might think they are, but I'm telling you, they're not your enemy. How many of you got some enemies? You got some people you work with, they hate you. You got some people in your neighborhood. They're always messing with you. Messing with your flowers. Walking on your flower bed. purposely doing on purpose. You got some people messing with your kids, treating them unfair. You got some teachers that don't want to see your kid advance in school, so they do all kind of crazy things. You've got some enemies. But here's what the word says about your enemies. Verse 11, by this I know, say no. By this I know that thou delightest in me. By this I know that thou delightest in me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. Glory to God. God delighteth in me. Why? Because he keeps my enemy at bay. He does not triumph over me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Turn to 2 Corinthians, if you would. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I thank God for the fact that he's made me a victorious person in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians in chapter 2. Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Verse 14 says, but thanks be unto God. Woo, glory. But thanks be unto God who always, say always.
Always.
Who always, always means always. And always includes every time. Not sometime. Not a part of the time. Oh, I just can't do it this time. Oh, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Always. Always. And when the thought comes to your mind of giving up and taking the defeated route, glory to God. Although you have no idea how God's going to do it, trust him and just simply say, always, 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 devil. That's what you have to do that. If you don't, then he will cause you to talk defeated, to act defeated, instead of always, 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 always. Instead of that, you would be, oh, God, I just don't know. Oh, I feel so bad. I don't know what I'm going to do. Jesus, I thought you said you would be there for. No, 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 no. Always, always, who always leadeth us in triumph in Christ and maketh manifest or reveal through us the Savior of his knowledge in every place. Ooh, glory. Man, there's so much in that verse that's telling us that no matter what the devil does, I'm in this life to win. Guess what? The fight's not over yet, devil. I said the fight's not over yet. I know that he's tried to tell you in the areas in your life, things you came in here with this morning. I know that he's trying to tell you, oh, that's over and done with. You lost. You messed up. You fell. You need to say to him right now, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, the fight is not over yet. Why? Because I'm still standing. You see me? I'm still standing. And after all I've done, I'm still standing. And what Paul was saying when he wrote that scripture, what Paul was saying, that after you've done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What he was saying is that after you have done everything you know to do, you're in a contest, you're in a struggle. He is saying after you've done all you can do in order to what? To stand. He says, then keep on what? Standing. After you've done all to stand, do what? He didn't say fall on the floor and give up and say, I don't know. I thought this life worked. I've heard other people say that if they take the word, that if I do what the Bible says, that my life will get better. But I don't know about that. It just seems like since I started going to churches, since I started praying in these tongues, whatever they are, it just seems like things have gotten worse for me. I thought it would be easier. No. The Bible is right. God is right. You've just got to continue to stand.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at avccusa.org.